Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nobody wants to go through the circus, the revolving door, the turmoil, the coaches, the free agent busts, the leaks. So as much as we rant and rave about what we want, Yanks, Knicks, Mets, right? We really want stability. We want to have a chance to win, and we want things to line up, and we want it to line up fairly harmoniously. All right, but I gotta tell you, all the Nick talk that we've had this week, this is the first time I'm actually annoyed. Like, I'm actually bothered by what's happening with the Knicks. No reconsideration with Tom Thibodeau. They did the right thing for me. I've said that. I stand by it. I would have fired him as well. Can somebody explain to me why there suddenly seems to be a maddening amount of instability with the Knicks? You see the report with Shams? Oh, they almost traded, or they tried to trade for Kevin Durant during the trade deadline. All right, I would have taken Kevin Durant. That's fine. The problem is, who are you shipping out? And then, of course, the deeper problem would be, going back to what I said the other day, you know, hey, it's got to be Tom Thibodeau or it's got to be the players. It looks like the Knicks want both. I mean, I got to be honest. I am confused, and confused is code for pissed right now at what's happening with the Knicks. So do you want Durant or do you not want Durant? Do you want Jason Kidd? Do you want Udoka? Do you want Van Gundy? Who do you want to coach? All right. The one thing that I gave the Knicks credit for, and I think I may have been a little premature in this, Huff, I may have been a little premature with this. I thought the Knicks had a plan. Can somebody identify that plan right now? I'm not seeing it as clearly as I did the other day. I thought for sure that when they fired Tom, that they already had it lined up. All right, their move is set. Leon Rose, World Wide West, their contacts, their juice around the league. It's done. It's set. It's going to be smooth. I got news for you. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with the Knicks right now. I am really, really confused. Because think about this, guys. If they tried to trade for Kevin Durant in February, Kevin Durant, you're not going to trade Deuce, a second-round pick, Hock Porty, and Kolek, because the money's not going to add up. So who were you going to trade? Was it Cat? Well, if it's Karl-Anthony Towns, now we got a big issue with Leon Rose. You made that big move, and now you want to get rid of him? Well, if it's Mikal Bridges, now we got a bigger issue with Leon Rose. You gave up 5 first-round picks, and you want to get rid of him? If it's OG Anunoby, we still have a problem with Leon Rose because he gave him $250 million to be a part of the Knicks moving forward. So I am confused. I am bothered. And I don't know how this resolves itself. I heard Sal, by the way, Sal's off today. He's going to be watching the ponies with Big Mike. Have a good weekend. Have fun. So I heard Sal a little bit. I listened to some of the show yesterday doing some stuff. And Sal said, I want Van Gundy. I don't want Jeff Van Gundy. I'm going to go back to the 90s. Stop. And by the way, Jeff Van, in case the Knicks fan needed a reminder, Jeff Van Gundy walked out on the Knicks. Now, I know he really walked out on Dolan, but he also walked out, by extension, us. Jeff Van Gundy quit. I'm not looking to go back to 2000. You know, recreate that. Didn't we kind of have that with Tom Thibodeau? That was one of my biggest gripes with these Knicks here. Even though I really appreciate Tom, and I think he's very good, I think that we hit the ceiling. I don't think there's a next level. I don't think he's right for the modern NBA. So I'm going to go back to Jeff Van Gundy. No, thank you. I'm not going to do that. You know, you can just start to feel it right now. You can say to yourself, and you can envision in a year or two, this thing being a mess. But not because they got rid of Tom Thibodeau. Understand that. Not because of that. Now it's like, let's go get the 36 or 37-year-old superstar or a guy who was a superstar. You know, let's try to trade for Giannis. Let's try to convince another NBA team who, by the way, has a coach that the Knicks, I guess, apparently covet, who's under contract. Let's try to work out a trade for it. Right? It just seems messy. It seems unstable. No, like that. I don't like that. I fear that. And I got to tell you, in a lot of ways, I resent that. Because the Knicks last year, before they made these moves, now I'm talking to Leon Rose right now. Tom Thibodeau's gone. He can't take the slings and arrows anymore. Now it's just respect. Now it's Leon Rose. And Leon Rose better figure this thing out fast. Leon Rose better get a grip on this situation because the next move, if it's or the next sequence of moves, if they are the wrong moves, then it very quickly could go back to the dark and the dark here. And by the way, I acknowledged that the other day. For sure. I never didn't think that massive regression was a possibility. I understand that. I know it's a risk. Yeah, you could have kept Tom Thibodeau and, you know, win 50, 51, 52, be right there. Yeah, short odds, NBA Finals. Yeah, all right, Vegas, they love him before. Fantastic. They're not winning a championship with him. I don't see it. I never saw it. So that's why I want to say, that's why I said what I said about Tom. But I did think, and this is where I may have been wrong, I did think they were more buttoned up in some other areas right now. Let's be honest, guys. It does not seem like they have a plan. It's very scattered right now with the Knicks. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guarantee lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's hammer these phones. Let me get Jay in Thornwood. Jay, BT and Sal, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Pete?
What's up, Jay?
BT, I love the show, man. Thank you, man. A great job.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. And I totally agree with you on the fact, you know, I love Tibbs. I'm a supporter, but I agree with you that it wasn't the guy to get us, you know, ultimately where we want to go. And I don't see it as him not having a plan. I still trust in Leon Rose, you know. When you were going through, they want KD. I think it was, you know, maybe he recognizes that the Bridges trade wasn't the right move. So instead of going forward with it, and being stubborn, he's being proactive. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, maybe I could flip him for KD. You know,
that's, yeah, but, I mean, no, that's Jay, hold on, Jay, hold on one sec, buddy. Yeah, I think that's exactly what he was thinking. But that doesn't mean that I accept it. Because in essence, what you did was you would have given up 5 first-round picks for Kevin Durant.
True.
Come on, that's the wrong move, man. Jay. You know that.
I do. But the fact is, maybe giving up 5 for Bridges was. So what are we going to do? We're going to sit there and act like it wasn't a mistake and instead of trying to be proactive and move forward?
Listen, I think that's the ultimate point there, Jay. Thanks for the call. I think by moving on to a new head coach, eventually I think what you're trying to do is to be proactive, to find a better way for Mikal Bridges to fit better, to make it work. Whether it was, you know, just quite not, you know, seeing eye to eye with the way he was deployed by Tom Thibodeau. Remember, he complained about his minutes. Now, we got up here and we lauded him for being an Iron Man, and I stand by that. I mean, a guy didn't even break a sweat. He's playing 40 minutes a night, chasing around big-time, you know, scorers. And I think Mikal Bridges probably has a little more value, maybe more than, I don't want to say most Knicks fans, but by some Knicks fans for sure. I just think you maybe need a different voice to and a different schematical, you know, whatever, to coerce it out of him. But honestly, guys, think about the three or four different things that right now are in play. They tried to trade for Durant. Who you giving up? Cat, Bridges, OG? Like, right, and I don't know the answer, but right away it's like, oof, that was an abrupt about face, you know? No matter which one of those three that was. Because you can make, as I did, Cat, all right, well, you gave up meaningful pieces for him. You want to get rid of him already? OG gave him a lot of money, and obviously Bridges with the five picks. So that's one element. And then the firing element, which many of you disagreed with. Now, I don't look at that as disarray. I look at that as being very decisive, and I applaud the Knicks for that. I do. Just don't think he's a championship coach. So I'm fine with that. But not all of you see it that way. Okay. But for me to feel good about the swift decision that they made in moving on from Tom Thibodeau, I got to at the very least know that they kind of know what's next. Do you get that impression? Going to call Dallas. Oh, try to work out a trade for Jason Kidd. Going to kick the tires with the Rockets, see what Ime Udoka's up to. All right, let's throw it back 20 years. Let's try to get Van Gundy back. Now I saw something last night. Maybe Malone is more in play than we thought. You know, I saw something 30 minutes ago. Luke Walton. And Mike Brown. Like, there's just certain things that I'm going to put Mike Brown a little bit aside from Luke Walton. There's certain things. Let's just be very honest about this, guys. There are certain things that cannot happen this offseason. And Luke Walton being hired as the head coach of the Knicks is absolutely one of them. I mean, I got to think that Leon Rose is smarter than that. Now, the other thing as well, understand a lot of these names, because this matters as much as I'm, you know, ranting and raving right now. A lot of this does matter. You get an opening. You get agents doing their job. And an agent's job is to keep his or her client in the relevant news cycle. When was the last time you thought about Luke Walton? I mean, no, I don't mean this disrespectfully at all, but maybe when his father passed away, the great Bill Walton. It's the last time I thought of a Walton. And I really don't mean that disrespectfully. You know that. But Luke Walton. Oh, my God. Let me get Roberto in Elizabeth, New Jersey. What's up there, Robbo?
What's up, man? Love hearing the show, man. Actually, me.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Made me laugh with that Luke Walton comment. Last time he was pretty relevant was when he was coaching the Lakers. But no, I think I kind of disagree with the whole like we don't have a plan. The Knicks have a plan. I think they have their guy. Like they're set on somebody. They're just trying to test the waters and see if they can get someone better.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Bryant right now is leading the front when it comes to the head coaching position for the Knicks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna agree with that decision just yet because obviously I've never seen him coach. But I think they're pushing for J. Kidd because he's gonna be that replacement that they really want. But if not, they're going to go with like Johnny Bryant, like I said, and they're probably going to support him with like Mike Brown or like other like veteran coaches to like get him to where he needs to be.
Well, I mean, they very well might be here. But again, Roberto, what bothers me today, again, please, let me be very clear. I don't know how I could be more clear about this. I would have fired Tom Thibodeau as well. So let's not confuse anything that I'm saying here. They did the right thing. 100% for me. But if the target's Jason Kidd, and Johnny Bryant's plan B, and I'm one of these people, I'm not just going to dismiss Bryant because he hasn't done it yet. And I get it. You know, you got a roster that's ready to win. You were knocking on the door of the NBA Finals. I can see why some of you deem it irresponsible to hand it to somebody who's not yet proven. I get it. I'm not worried about that because I think Johnny Bryant is incredibly well-respected. And by the way, I think that there's a recent growing trend of first-year coaches who walk into good situations who win. So I am not averse to doing that. But you got to still have things lined up. And the fact that, like, at least, guys, think about the stories. Shams has weighed in. All the big dogs, all the NBA heavyweights have weighed in. Not one person's intimated, well, yeah, the Knicks feel pretty good about Dallas, you know, acquiescing to their overtures if and when they, you know, approach them about the availability of Jason Kidd, because they haven't done it yet. So if Jason Kidd's target one and they don't know if Dallas will do it, well, then how the hell is that a good plan? That's all I'm saying. Anthony's in Marlboro, BT and Sal. What's going on, Ant?
BT, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good. Hoff, why is it? Hold on one second. Why is it so bright in here? I need eye black. Like the lights are reflecting. I can't even see the name.
This is
what's
a big stage,
on?
Man. You got a big stage in That's front of you. We got to put the bright lights, man.
Yes, yes. People do react to the BT and Sal show. What's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
BT, Sal's lucky he's off today.
Why?
Because the Jeff Van Gundy comments, my God.
I can't
heaven.
Have Van Gundy. Enough of Van Gundy.
Let's get Isaiah Thomas and Mike Woodson, too. You know,
Enough of Van Gundy.
They gotta stop. I'm so with you. It's horrible. But also with you in the fact that now I'm getting a little nervous of the no plan because you fired Tibbs after saying he was safe, and now there's nothing announced yet, and there's even no names out. I don't want to do the young coach experience with this team. It's not going to work. Also, if Rick Brunson, those rumors too have to stop because I don't know what I do.
Rick Brunson is Rick's not going to be a coach. No, Rick Brunson.
That's what the people are saying now.
What's that?
That's what the people are saying now too. Let's give him a shot.
Get
no
out
shot.
Of here, make Rick Bobby Hurley. Nuts. There's no way I'm making Rick Brunson the coach. Get out of here. You don't have to worry about that. I got a good idea. How about this? If if Mendoza stumbles, you know, and he doesn't look like he's doing a good job with, you know, a month and a half to go, maybe the Mets could bring back Bobby V. Van Gundy? I don't understand the appeal with that. Outside of the, like, romanticizing what was a good time for sure, and I've got great respect for his coaching acumen, but it's 2025. Van Gundy? You know, if Aaron Boone can't get past this hurdle, maybe the Yanks could bring back Joe Torre. They just need to push this forward. And listen, at the end of the day, I think that they will. I am bothered today by what appears to be a lack of focus. Like it's like when a radio job opens up and there's 13 names mentioned. You know, sometimes the company really has a plan and sometimes they really don't. I don't feel right now as good about the Knicks' plan. Nothing to do with Tom Thibodeau not being the coach anymore. Not that. The plan seems a little sloppy and very scattered. White Plains, Luke is on the show, BT and Sal. What's going on, Luke? Luke, how you doing, buddy? You there?
BT, it's Luigi.
Oh, Luigi. You see, at these damn lights, I thought it said Luke. I swear to God. You can't think I'm making it up. What up, Luigi?
BT, it's Luigi from White Plains.
I got you. I'm sorry, Luigi. Sorry.
All right. All good. Love the show. I agree with you 110%. We needed to get rid of Tibbs. Too bad your partner Sal's not there because we needed to bust his chops. Van Gundy? Come on. Van Gundy? That's 100 years ago. He's done.
Hold on, Luigi. In his defense, again, I would never do it. I don't even want to hear it. Like, there are certain things that I'm maybe less receptive to. I can't even get my brain to say, yeah, that makes sense to me. But he is, I get why, and I don't think Sal's alone. I want no part of it. But it's not like it's some outlandish recommendation. I think it's ridiculous, but others don't. It's what it is.
I think we should give the Knicks brass a chance, though.
Who?
I agree with you 110% that we had to get rid of Tibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The only question is, who are they going to bring in? That I agree. We both agreed. I think a lot of us agreed that he brought us to, you know, the 50 game wins, two season in a row. We need somebody young, somebody to do, bring us to the promised land. I think that's what we need to do.
Yep.
Hopefully we find one. I think we got to give him a chance, though. They brought us this far.
Yeah, I mean, that for sure. And now, Leon Rose has been far from perfect. He's been highly competent. But, you know, now with Tom Thibodeau no longer here, there are really very few other spots to go to and say, well, okay, I've got an issue with this. It's no longer about, you know, pick and roll defense, three-point defense, transition defense, iso ball with Brunson, no rotations, just seven guys playing, you know, too many minutes. And I didn't really complain about the minutes, but some of you did. That's it. Tom Thibodeau's gone. Resume complete in that regard as head coach of the Knicks. Knick legend. Tom Thibodeau's always going to be good with me. What I'm not good with is I'm beginning to get the sense, and this is disconcerting, because the last couple of years, the Knicks have had a plan, which what's made it so fun. Did they fire Tom without a plan? What did I say about the Jets? And before we get right back to it, I said it. I said, just let us go in the side door. No Sundays, no Mondays, no Thursdays. Put us up against the Giants if you have to. And let me just live an anonymous, safe football life for a year without being exposed to, like, these national stories. Hey, week one, Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that a little bit later here. So if you just tuned in, bottom line is this. I absolutely think the Knicks did the right thing with Tom Thibodeau. I'm obviously well on the record with that. What I am bothered by today is that it seems as if they fired Tom Thibodeau without a plan. It seems scattered. A lot of different coaching names, no real resolution seems to be imminent. If you want Jason Kidd, you got to hold Dallas to let you have him in terms of permission and with a trade and all that stuff. There's just some instability that has suddenly crept into something that I thought, even with the loss to the Pacers, you know, and feeling badly for Tom Thibodeau on a human level getting fired, I still felt really bullish on the Knicks' future. And I'm not saying that I'm bailing now, but like this is the first time there's been some some real inconsistencies and some either sloppiness or just a little disarray or, again, instability, and I'm not liking it. I don't like that because we fought our way out of that with everything that we had, and I just we can't revert back to that quickly. We just can't happen. All right, 888-808-1019. Again, BT and Sal. Sal is off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today, Anthony's in Garden City. What's up, Ant?
BT, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on, bud?
So I was thinking of a comparison. With all due respect to Van Gundy, when I heard that they were thinking to go back to that, or that's the word, I just thought if the Jets didn't do it with Rex Ryan, we shouldn't do it with Van Gundy. We need to stop going backwards. We need to stop going for, oh, this is, you know, grabbing onto the past. And we got to move forward. If we could find someone that's good, not young, you know, per se. Yeah. But I don't think that going back and saying, yeah, it was a good time as Knicks fans, we look back and we're like, yeah, the Van Gundy era was, you know, was awesome. But you got to move forward. You can't keep going back to, you know, oh, Rex Ryan, oh, Tom Coughlin. You can't keep going back to think about bringing these guys back years later.
Yeah, yeah. We have a tendency.
It's done.
I'm with you on that. Now, if somebody is amazing and they're the most qualified for the job, thanks for the call, Ant, then I have no problem turning things back a little bit here. But we have a tendency, and I'm guilty of this as well, with a lot of the athletes that I really, really, you know, gravitated toward as a kid and certainly still revere now, and obviously some current players, we tend to overly romanticize what was. Yeah, it's about Rex. Rex was a clown. Rex was a goofball. That's what Rex was. Rex was handed a team by Eric Mangini, who brought order, much like Tom Thibodeau did, you know, brought respect and accountability and competitiveness and all those things that were so elusive for both the Knicks and the Jets for so many years. And, you know, Rex, to Rex's credit, was able to take that, you know, harness it, package it, and have two good years. And then he turned into a goofball, and they sucked. Let's not put Rex Ryan in the same sentence as Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy's a whole hell of a lot better at his job than Rex Ryan is. Rich in Brigantine. What's up, Rich?
I'm feeling dirty today. I watched the game last night, and I was rooting for the Pacers. I can't believe it. I hate the Pacers.
That doesn't sound like you do.
I just feel like,
It doesn't sound like you do when you're rooting for them.
I had to root for them because I just feel like the Knicks need to be punished even more.
What?
I felt like Glenn Close in that movie where she finds out that the guy that she's defending in that court case was really a murderer, and she's in the shower in a fetal position. But that's how I felt last night, because I can't believe that I rooted for the Pacers, but I feel like the Knicks need to be punished for either firing Tibbs or not having another plan.
Okay, hold on, Rich.
Even worse.
Rich, one sec. But before, I would imagine before this morning, you weren't really feeling that the Knicks didn't have a plan. Did you feel that before what I was just saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt.
All right.
I sense it. It just makes sense that they don't have a plan.
Yeah, interesting. No matter what, thanks for the call, Rich. No matter what happens, there's no way in hell I'm rooting for the Pacers. Those dopes out there, Halliburton, those Hicks, no way. I mean, it's got to be Thunder in five. Watch. It's going to be Indy in four. It is amazing how they came back and won that game. You know, it's funny. Hoff brought up a really good point. Hoff came in during the break to fix the glare off the screen. And, you know, I don't think the Pacers will win the series, even with the win last night. And it was riveting, and I did watch it. Not from tip to buzzer. I actually forgot they were playing for a second. Then I opened my phone. I saw that the Pacers were getting knocked around a little bit. I said, all right, kind of what I expected. And then I was going back and forth. I came back. We had a baseball game, whatever. And I'm going back and forth. And I'm like watching the Yankees, watching a little bit of Freed, catching up. Obviously, the Mets played earlier, so I'm catching up on that. And then I'm just buzzing. I'm like, that's right. Oh, yeah, the game's still on. And I caught it just as they were making their move. And I'm like, don't tell me this is going to happen again. And it did. Like, there's no leads that are safe in the NBA. But anyway, Hoff's point was that if the Pacers win the series, like, how much worse is that going to make us feel? Think about that. At least if, like, the Thunder, now that's going to have to be in five, but if the Thunder make fairly quick work out of them, even if the Pacers win two, and the other four games, or at least three of the four Thunder win, are fairly non-competitive, at least in our own minds, our own, you know, very confused, still very damaged Nick minds, we can rationalize and say, all right, we would have gotten smoked if we would have gotten there. But if the Pacers win, oh, man. Now, again, I don't really look too much at that, but when he said it, it's not a bad point. Travis is up in the Bronx. Travis, what's going on? BT and Sal.
Brandon, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, Travis. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. So, threefold, really. First, the firing of Thibodeau, this goes in line with everything that he's been doing. You know, like, they signed, they traded for Bridges out of nowhere. They traded for Towns out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And everyone was kind of caught off guard, but it happened and it made sense, and we made it work. They had to get rid of Thibodeau. I think we kind of peaked. So we don't really know if they don't have a plan, because just because you're hearing all these random names, that could be very deliberate in terms of just trying to get people confused. He hasn't given me a reason to doubt he has no plan right now.
Well, let me ask you something here, Travis. Let me jump in for a second. And that's fine. Listen, I think Leon Rose has been good at his job. Not amazing, mm-hmm. but definitely good. And I still trust him to an extent. But, like, why would – one thing that you said about the Knicks coaching search, that they're trying to throw people off. Why? They're the only team that's got a vacancy. Who are they trying to play here?
Well, I just think that sometimes you kind of throw names out there and people get hold of them and they start to run with these stories. Yeah. I think Jay Wright is an option, and he's the obvious option. But I think, and I might be the minority here, but I think that, you know, going after someone like Coach K, who has...
Coach K?
Yes.
Mike Krzyzewski?
Yes. 100%. And I think, and then let me just make one other point. Let me make one other point, please.
Okay. And we'll talk about Dean Smith next?
No. But
Louie?
So if someone told you 2 years ago that you would trade Julius Randle for Kevin Durant, would you do it?
2 years ago, yes, I would have done that trade. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So if someone told you last year you trade Julius Randle for Kevin Durant, would you do it?
Last year. Now, that means no Cat, because Julius was part of the Cat trade, so...
Exactly.
I thought it was probably time to move on from Randle. I don't know if I would have loved it as much as a year ago, but I don't know, 50-50 either way. Keep going. I know you're getting ready to make an interesting point. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
So, if Thibodeau realized in the middle of the season that as much as, you know, I thought he was going to be something for this team, and we may have peaked with his inadequacies.
Yep.
Let me see if I can turn him without giving up the draft picks, because I do think there's synergy in Phoenix between, you know, with Booker and Towns.
And Cat, sure.
I could see that happening. And if you told me that we would essentially expunge ourselves of Towns' contract, even though Durant is owed, you know.
But it ends after 1 year.
Money, I'd give that a shot. And yeah, you have to Bridges, but I feel like Durant on this team changes the dynamic.
Yeah, but okay, interesting. I mean, some of the stuff that you said was straight up wacky. Some of the stuff that you said was pretty interesting. Mike Krzyzewski. You know, call Tom Izzo in East Lansing too. I can't entertain that one. I'm just kind of laughing at that. But the way you get to the Durant coming here, and I get it, but that doesn't exonerate them from doing something that they thought would work a whole hell of a lot better than it has, and also giving up whatever draft equity they have remaining for Bridges. It's still scattered. So, yeah. But I hear you, but I don't feel it. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this, and I don't really get too wrapped up in the All-Star stuff, and we'll do more baseball later. I definitely did when I was a kid. Like, I was joking around with Sal, and he used to do the same thing. Like, I'd go to Yankee Stadium. This is back in the day. As a lot of the times, the Yankees weren't that good. And you'd get the All-Star ballot. Obviously, I got to punch one in for my boy Donnie, give Winnie a little bit of love. Yankees just had no pitching. Ricky, when he was on the team. But then the lean years, I'm still like, you know, Matt Noakes, Alvaro Espinoza, Jesse Barfield, you know the names, right? God, those teams were bad. But the Yankees now, I mean, Max Fried's going to be an all-star. How the hell's Carlos Rodon not at all? Of course he's going to be an all-star. He's going to be an all-star. He's got a 2.5 ERA. So you will have Fried and you will have, I'm sorry, pardon me, Hoff, what's that?
I said Carlos Rodon has had given up one run in the past 20 innings.
Is that, yeah, wow, yeah. Okay, there, thank you. So one run in the last 20 innings. So Fried's going to be there, Rodon's going to be there, obviously Aaron Judge is going to be there. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else is going to be there. Like, I thought when they got him, Devin Williams would probably be there. He obviously will not be. You know, if Bellinger, who's hitting, what, 320 in his last, or 317 I saw last night on Yes, 317 in his last 27 games, if he gets extra hot for another, you know, couple of weeks, I mean, maybe. And then I would imagine from a Mets perspective, you're going to have Lindor. I mean, Soto doesn't deserve it, but he might get the fan vote. Pete definitely does deserve it. Okay, listen, we're going to have some good representation, both teams. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Let me get Anthony and Mineola here on a Friday. What's going on, Ant?
My brother, BT, happy Friday.
What's up, player? How you doing?
You know, living the dream, baby, living the dream. I kind of called to get you off that ledge you're on right now.
Yeah, a little bothered today, got to be honest. Yeah. And I was in a good, even with the firing, I was in a good place. I don't like, I feel a little different today. Not about the firing, about the other stuff. So make me feel better. Go ahead.
I get that. So I look at things with timelines. So, this report comes out with KD, right? It's obviously that they were trying to trade Cat for KD. And hindsight 2020, I think we probably beat the Pacers if we got KD, because that means Mitch is playing more, and that means he has to use Hug Porty as a backup and stuff like that. I'm not saying we, you know, we like blow them out of the water, but I honestly, with KD, healthy KD, I think it's a no brainer. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I know what you're saying. Who is he guarding? He can't guard a fire hydrant.
I mean, he guards. Listen, the other guy can't guard a Kia parked, and KD can't guard maybe a moving fire hydrant. You know, but the offensive game is just different.
True.
You know, and as far as the coaching goes, listen, this is all smoke and mirrors, right? Because as one Johnny Bryant went and interviewed with Phoenix,
yep,
that same exact day they fired Tibbs. Okay, I like to connect dots. I might be wrong. I'm wrong a lot of the times when it comes to this team, but I think we just have to give Leon, the benefit of the doubt. And my last point is this: I don't think Jason Kidd. They're going to give up the draft capital for Jason Kidd, right? Mm-hmm. But and if you're Jason Kidd, you really want to leave a team that's about to get Cooper Flagg and you're going to have Anthony Davis? I mean, you know, that just doesn't make any sense. But I truly feel that I think Cat's gone. I'm being honest with you. I just think that this whole thing with the KD report coming out, the only guy they could have traded is Cat. They couldn't even have traded OG because his contract didn't go past the 6 month thing.
I hear
you. It was Cat. So I think honestly, in my opinion, I want to trade Cat, but I don't want to trade him for Giannis or nothing because that's just not going to happen either. What I want to do is I want to trade him to the Pelicans, and I want to get Herb Jones, and I want to get McCollum for my bench, and I want to get their backup center as our backup center and roll like that. I think Bryant at the end of the day will be the coach. I do think they have a plan. I just think that JK, and remember I spoke to you a couple of months ago about Brunson's dad being a problem, and now it's coming out because Brunson's dad is a problem.
Yeah, listen, that's becoming an issue. Anthony, good call as always. Always buttoned up with his Knicks stuff. Thank you very much. All right. So a few things there. Now, you go back to during the season when I started planting my seeds in regards to how I felt about Tom Thibodeau moving forward. And once Malone got fired, that, in my mind, for me, that accelerated, okay, I'm even more okay with moving on from Tom Thibodeau. Now, I don't think Malone's in the equation here very much at all. I really don't. Contrary to what I was saying, he's a champion. You know, his dad coached here. He's a New Jersey kid, went to Seton Hall Prep. He's a good coach. He's 20 years younger, but he's not perfect because he had some issues in the front office as well. So if you're trying to, you know, and he's also, you know, a lot of his principles are like Tom Thibodeau. So if you're trying to go the opposite way and modernize the staff, really Malone would not be the move. And I understand that. And then really the other name I gave you was you got to try to make a trade for Spoelstra. Let me ask you a question. Now, I know that they'll rebuff this, or I should say I would imagine they will. The whole Pat Riley dynamic. Why the hell would you want to leave South Beach? I don't know. But if you're going to approach the Mavericks about Jason Kidd and the Rockets, who seemingly have shut that down fast with Udoka, why wouldn't you approach the Heat about Spoelstra? Why wouldn't you? And then, you know, the other thing, like, and he brought up a lot of things. Cat for Durant, Kevin Durant's going to be 37. Now, the one thing it does do is it gets his bloated contract off the books, but it just, there doesn't seem to be a perfect move. Now, I am much more okay with Johnny Bryant just based on his reputation around the league, and I do lean on that. I think that matters. So if Johnny Bryant's hired, I'm not saying they're going to win the championship. I'm definitely not denouncing it because he's got no experience as the main guy. I'm not doing that. As a matter of fact, I think Johnny Bryant's one of the, you know, along with a Spoelstra, and I do like Jason Kidd. Like, to me, it would be, you know, Spoelstra, Kidd, and then probably Johnny Bryant. I like him a lot. But what I don't get is if they trade Cat, now they've gotten rid of the coach and one of the star players. So that does not seem congruent with a franchise that has a plan right now. If the plan is to bring in a new coach to better utilize the existing talents, okay, that's what I was calling for. But if you bring in a new coach and you bring in new players, now I'm confused.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality.
quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.